On the go, take News Talk 1010 Toronto with you. Download, listen, and learn through the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Jerry Agar.
Donnie's pointing at me now. Start talking. Oh, it's almost the weekend for me, Donnie. I'm getting into the rock and roll. All right, so an emergency room in Minden that residents had hoped to save was shuttered at midnight on Thursday. The large blue H was covered by plywood, and the word emergency was removed from the sign on the hospital at the site. Do you know where Minden is? It's a couple hundred kilometers north of Toronto, and they say, well, this had to do with staffing as opposed to budget. Joining me now, the mayor of Minden Hills, Bob Carter. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is not a good happenstance for your community.
No, your music leading in as a crossroads is exactly what we've come to here. No, this has been a devastating blow to our community.
Is it, in fact, as this CBC article tells me, it's not budget, it's staff?
Well, look, you know, there's staffing problems right across Ontario in terms of healthcare. You know, the Triple HS, the Haliburton Highlands Health Services, who ran the hospital and the two emergency departments, have said that, but we feel that it could have been avoided.
How far, then, if you are in Minden and have an emergency, they could take the sign down. That doesn't change the fact that the emergency exists. And so if you have an emergency in Minden, where do you have to go?
You go to the emergency department in Haliburton, which is about another 25 minutes.
Is that sufficient?
Well, you know, I think that in all cases, you know, doctors talk about that golden hour, the time between a trauma and when you're treated, as being what is required. So the closer you are to the scene of the trauma, the more likely you are to survive if you get proper medical treatment. So anything that increases that time or increases the distance between you and the doctor is could be serious.
Is there likely to be, in middle of winter, travel issues between Minden and Haliburton?
I think no more than any other place in rural Ontario, but that certainly is a factor. I think the real issue here is in our summertime, when our population nearly triples because we have the cottagers and the tourists who come to use the lakes and the facilities in our area. This is cottage country.
Bob Carter is with me. He's mayor of Minden Hills. Your MPP is Laurie Scott, conservative for Haliburton, Kawartha Lakes, Brock. And there seem to be people, from what I'm reading here in the area, blaming your MPP for not doing enough sooner. Do you share that criticism?
Look, I think that the decision that was made was strictly a local issue. There's probably limited things that anybody at the provincial government could have done. There's lots of blame to go around here, but we're focusing on what's happening locally.
If it is not a budget issue, and if it is a staffing issue, do you have that problem that rural communities, and just so you know, Bob, I'm from a town of 800 people, so I'm not this condescending city guy who doesn't understand how it works in small communities. Do you have the issue of people get qualified as medical professionals and then they don't want to work up there?
I think that, we have a lot of people who come here and retire, and other people who come here for jobs. So there are people that are available, but there is no doubt it's difficult to recruit doctors. The unique thing we had in the emergency department in Minden is that the doctors all came from surrounding communities. They did not actually live in this community, and they've been doing that for the last almost 30 years, and it's worked flawlessly. So for Triple HS to close that facility just seems to be nonsensical.
Do you think that it's a matter of not paying medical professionals enough?
No, I don't think it's a money issue for the medical professionals. It really comes down to, you know, as you said, you're from a small community. You're not working in that small community. You went to where the jobs are. And today, doctors generally have families and families that, you know, work. And so if you have a spouse that also has a career, if it's not a career that is, you know, that has jobs in a small community, then it gets to be very, very difficult. So it's, you know, there's lots of reasons why it's difficult to recruit doctors and other professionals in small communities.
Sure. Inconveniently, Canada's top talk station is not located in Gilbert Plains, Manitoba, where I'm from. Yeah. All right. But Mayor, here's a text message that I just received. I'd like you to respond to. And I'm talking to the mayor of Minden Hills, Bob Carter, because the emergency room in Minden Hills was closed this week. And a text message reads, "That's BS. Minden is not a trauma center. They're not treating seriously hurt people anyway."
Well, so obviously the emergency departments in smaller hospitals do not treat the full range of injuries. So if somebody comes in with some sort of a trauma, what they do is they stabilize and they send them off to larger centers. So for instance, yes, we don't have neurologists or cardiologists on staff in Minden or Haliburton. You know, they get sent out by Air Orange or whatever to Newmarket or to, you know, SickKids or to Mount Sinai or wherever. So that's the same situation in centers right across Ontario. I mean, even towns the size of Guelph and so on would be forwarding on those serious patients to where the trauma centers are and the specialists are. But we here, the doctors would stabilize them, keep them alive, get them ready for transport so that they can reach the trauma center and be further treated and evaluated.
All right, I'm going to play a bit of a devil's advocate with you here, though.
Yep.
You're in Minden. You said now the people will have to go to Haliburton, 25 minutes?
Correct.
I don't think everybody in Toronto lives within an easy 25-minute drive to the hospital, you know, when you factor in traffic and all kinds of other stuff that happens here.
Absolutely. But I don't think that's a reason to close an emergency department in another location. Look, I think you had a study recently in Toronto that showed that depending on what floor you lived on in a building determined how likely you are to survive a serious event. So, you know, yes, anytime you have to add to getting to the hospital is going to be a challenge.
All right. Well, let's take the opportunity here because you said you're in cottage country and we're into the weekend coming up here. So that is, set that issue aside for a moment. Bob Carter, mayor of Minden Hills. Why should I come up to Minden Hills for, let's say, a summer weekend or a week or something like that?
Well, because we have beautiful lakes, we have an international whitewater kayaking facility, we have shops, we have all the things that people look for when they're escaping the city, and we have an awful lot less traffic and probably cleaner air.
Maybe cleaner air. And how difficult would it be for me if I just suddenly spontaneously thought, okay, you know what? I enjoyed that talk with the mayor. I'm going to go up to Minden Hills and enjoy that whole northern thing. What about accommodation?
Well, there's lots of accommodations that are available, and I think that if you visit the tourist center that we have, it's actually in the county of Haliburton. On our website, there's ways to be directed to whatever you need.
Can I Airbnb a cottage?
There are some here that are available, absolutely.
All right, so you're not one of those local governments that tried to outlaw Airbnb.
No, we would never outlaw them. We might regulate them, but we wouldn't outlaw them.
All right. This has been the News Talk 1010 iHeart Radio Tourist Moment with Bob Carter, Mayor of Minden Hills. Hope you get your healthcare things worked out, and I appreciate the time with you. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Coming up, it's touchdowns and fumbles, and we'll get your vote total and Bob's take on whether the Toronto Blue Jays telling Anthony Bass to go out and make an apology was the right thing to do. Coming up on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.